Christ to the Nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the third chapter of Ezekiel. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. The grandmother from Fenton, Missouri, Doris is her name, had received an emergency phone call from her grandson. It appears that he had gone to Mexico with some of his friends. One of those friends had been caught carrying illegal drugs, and they had all been arrested. The grandson then handed the phone to a member of the U.S. Embassy who corroborated the lad's story. When the grandson came back on the line, he asked Grandma if she was at all able to wire him $2,100 so he could make bail. It was a request that no self-respecting grandma with means could refuse. Doris quickly went to the Walmart store in Fenton so she could send the money which would free her grandson. The clerk, noticing how distraught Doris was, asked if she could do anything to help. Doris shared the facts of her grandson's story and requested the clerk to assist her in transferring the funds. That's when the clerk spoke up and said, "Why don't you try to call your grandson?" Although Doris was impatient to help the boy, she went home and checked. She called and found out her grandson was fine. He wasn't in Mexico, he wasn't in jail, and he didn't need her money. By speaking out at the right time, the Walmart clerk managed to stop Doris from being duped in an elaborate hoax. It occurs to me there is a spiritual lesson here. God has asked Christians to be his representatives in the world. Through the prophet Ezekiel, he tells us, "In the Bible I have given humanity warnings. Those warnings are for their good. Please, Christians, share my warnings with all who need to hear." It's a simple thing God is asking us to do. Sadly, it is something we are often reluctant to do. If the Walmart clerk had been quiet, it would have cost Doris $2,100. If Christians are silent, it can cost our family and friends a great deal more than cash. My friends, we need to stand firm in the Word, sharing God's truth, His words of condemnation and salvation. We need to tell them, "You are a sinner, but with faith in Christ, you are a saved sinner." We pray. Dear Lord, the world is filled with people who have been conned by Satan. May we, who have the truth, encourage people to read the Scriptures and put the faith in your Son who gave his life, so we might have life eternal. In Jesus' name, amen.